Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even got a flash up. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic, far from past it. Now close your eyes and imagine those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting to fetch. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Rand, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living life to live it forever. Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Listen. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Yeah. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. Yeah. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Ring ring, got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, the recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Monday, February 10, 2020. Yours truly, Radio 98 here, along with...
Good morning, TNT. It is Monday morning. A lot of stuff is happening, and absolutely nothing is happening. But let's get down to it. All right, Ray.
Okay. We'll start with the weekend update that went out this morning for some who may not have had a chance to view it yet. So, Saturday, information was Iraqi security forces arrested Commander Avs el-Hafiji of the paramilitary militias for the involvement of the killings of the protesters. The headquarters was raided by Iraqi forces and several hundred documents were retrieved. Iraqi TV is indicating that the U.S. may slap severe sanctions on the CBI for allegedly transferring funds to Iran militias inside Iraq. In Sunday update information, it appears Sadr may be on the run and Alawi is actually winning people over. Apparently, there will be a full cabinet established with no Iranian influence. Sadr is on Iraqi TV threatening Alawi, saying he must select his choices or he will fall within 3 days and the Sadr's group will turn Iraq into hell. That was it as far as the weekend update activity. All right, sir, did we lose you?
Yeah, I'm here.
There you are. Okay.
Excuse me. Hold on. Okay. All right, guys. So, that's really just, there's a lot of news out about Sadr, what he's doing, and who's on Alawi's side. Alawi's saying he will have his cabinet done in 10 to 15 days, which will consist of a minimum of 23 people. And he has most of the names already, but he's not going to give out any of the names till he gives out all the names. Less confusion, burden, and all that way. Now, most of Parliament said they're going to absolutely back him. He should get the majority's backing. Of course, there's always going to be somebody willing to argue something. As long as he gets the majority, that's all that they care about. They're already making announcements that the budget's going to be changed. The new government is going to be able to do it their way, and they are going to change things based on the months that have already passed, based on some things that the new guys probably didn't like that the old ones did, based on criticism saying they don't want to be involved in the new government as far as choosing it. All they want is to abide by what they came out with Mahdi, and they want the finance position. But other than that, they're good. Sadr, as well as others, are threatening Alawi, telling him that the people he picked don't have experience or they're not happy with him, they're not going to pass it. All those others are saying the majority is going to pass it, he's going to get his government, and life's going to go on. So that's what we're going to do. Life's going to go on. We should see the government by the end. We should see the budget. Only one person or two is talking about the budget being approved in April. Everybody else thinks that it will go sooner than April, which I think the first part of March, because they're really trying to push it. So I got all the texts yesterday, this morning. I got all the gurus, whoever, telling you guys that the call centers are there and the exchange centers are there. And they checked in seven different states. Supposedly they got seven states. And I don't know if they do or not. They just said it because I had seven different states. Tell you that Tuesday and Wednesday, the RV is going to happen. Guys, anybody who's been in this anytime at all, anytime. I mean, just little common sense is really right now all it takes. Year before last, 2 years ago, last year, August, September, even up to October, the RV could have been at any point in time. We had a legitimate government. We had CBI saying they were ready to go. They had a budget that they were putting on the table and was getting ready to bring it out. Everything was lined up perfect, and this thing could have gone. We had the bankers at the bank, call center, exchange centers. We had them on a high alert, restricted alert, where they couldn't go more than 25 miles. I mean, everybody was excited. There's none of that exists today. None of that. There is no government. There's a pending government. There is no approved budget. The budget was approved, ready to go to the prime minister to send to parliament. That hasn't happened. And even when it does, they've already said they're going to change it. So we're going to have to go through the change process. The economy, yes, has happened. Since October, we found out about a number of people who we always felt were there anyway, but they're naming people in parliament who are Iran puppets. They're naming people in the CBI who are Iranian puppets. They're putting information out about Sadar and everybody else, and now, even over the weekend, they're naming fishing ports, businesses, oil companies, everything that are funneling money to Iran. So while these guys are telling you that the RV is going to happen on Tuesday and Wednesday, I have no idea. Doesn't even make sense. And I've contacted every one of my exchanges and call centers, and guess what? Nobody's there. Nobody. None of them. They're not on standby. They're not on alert. They're still being told it's going to happen. But trust me, it's not happening Tuesday or Wednesday. No. It could still happen by the end of the month. So I'm not trying to get people depressed. I'm just trying to get you to live with reality. If he gets his parliament in place, his government in place, they want it to move. They do want it to move. And I think they're going to pass it, like in four, even with all the corruption, they're just going to set up things and start shutting the corruption down. The reason they're putting the corruption out there and the names of the people out there is so that the people themselves will revolt. That's the purpose of doing it now. So the people will hear about it, understand it, and will revolt. That's the whole purpose of it being put in the papers and on the news now and not 5 years ago. Not 7, 8 months ago. Once the people came out on their own, now let's use them, now let's fuel that fire. That's the purpose of this, to get the people to fight Iran so everybody else won't have to. So, while I'm excited, I'm still excited, and I tell people over the weekend, if you didn't buy some dong on Friday, you better go buy some on Monday, because that's what makes sense. You still need to be prepared for this and buy when you can and continue to do the things we've been doing, is to set up my trust, my foundation, set up my family legacy the way I want to get it set up, and then to be prepared for what happens when this goes. Continue getting my money education wherever you're getting it at, because you're going to need it when this goes. Those are the things that you should be doing right now instead of listening to this crap about how it's going to go on Tuesday or Monday. Matter of fact, Saturday, I started to read you guys the text, but I didn't. I got phone calls. Oh, the RV happened. The RV happened. This guy said it happened. This guy said it happened. It happened tonight, and we're going to see it on Wednesday or Thursday. I'm like, well, how did it happen tonight, and you're going to see it on Wednesday or Thursday? That doesn't even make any sense. But it's out there, so everybody has to listen to what they want to listen to. We're making common sense out of it. And then know we are in the best position we could be in. Because we know it's going to happen. And we know when it does, we're going to get paid. And more important than that, we're going to know what to do with it when it comes time. So, let me see. Oh. Hold on for a minute. Let me check out all these texts I'm getting. Let me see. Well, guys, I cannot, absolutely cannot promise anybody that every word that comes out somebody's mouth is in fact true or going to happen, because everybody may be doing the best they can, but that don't mean everything they say is true. Doesn't mean everything I say is true. Don't mean all my sources are the best in the world. I tell you one thing you will get talking to TNT, talking to me, you will get what makes good common sense. That's what you will get. You will get the facts as they are and laid out, and the information that we have gathered. And then it doesn't take that much from there to figure it out. Just great common sense of what's going on in the world. Okay? You will get our resources. If I got 7 banks in 7 states, and these were different banks, I got 7, just one bank, but we got different banks we're calling, they're all telling me, no, we're not ready, nobody's there, then I'm going to believe what? No, we're not ready. Nobody's there, nobody's going to stand by. The budget hasn't even been approved, so how are they supposed to change the rate? Now, if they had it in the 2019 budget, which they did, and they can change it, but they always said they're not going to do it. They put out articles today, and they were trying to figure out how to pass a law so they could do it, but they haven't done it. But there's information out there. We're going to see more. They're going to make things public here, so. And at some point, they have no choice but to. And that's when reforms get started. They're going to have to explain to the people why they're not doing that one. As soon as he gets approved and is no longer the prime minister designate, but is the prime minister, and you start making changes, that's when the people are going to jump all over. Okay. All right. I guess Ray's trying to say something.
Nope. Just reset in the microphone. You're good.
Oh. All right. All right. Well, let's do it.
All right. Well, now I'll say something. Questions and answers. First member, Fuse says, in your opinion, is there any chance that the RI/RV will happen without the banks, call centers, or exchange centers being put on notice?
No. In my opinion, the answer is no, because if they did that, how would we get to the bank if they didn't do that? They're going to be ready for us to go the moment it happens. Okay?
All right. Sunstar says, number one, is it fair to say all allies that assisted the USA in the Iraq war, their currencies will revalue when the dinar rate revalues?
Is it fair to say that everybody that participated in the war currency? It's a fair thing to say. It wasn't just the U.S. and it was just Bush and Blake. This was their plan. And then other countries were added under the Paris Agreement, who forgave Iraq. Everybody under the Paris Agreement who forgave Iraq debt. Yes, their currency should change, not at the same levels as Iraq, but it should change from the mere fact that they now have a new reserve currency that's going to be worth a whole lot more. And under the the new banking rule under the I can't even think of it right now. Somebody gonna send it to me real quick. What am I thinking about, Ray? The way they rate the currencies now for the bank. Everybody's under, I can't think of it at this moment. But under the new way they value currency, global currencies, it should affect everybody.
Okay.
You know what I was thinking?
The word, it escapes me too at the moment. But they know what you mean.
Basil 3. Under Basil 3. Under Basil 3.
There.
Okay.
There we go.
Basil 3.
Three compliance.
Yeah, so it should compliance. It should affect everybody who is part of that. All right. Well, don't send it to me now after I already said it. All right, go ahead.
All right, Sunstar continues. Number two, per the U.S. sanctions on the Iranian rial, does this keep all international currencies from exchanging, swapping with Iran?
Wait, say it one more time.
Okay. Per the U.S. sanctions on the Iranian rial, does this keep all international currencies from exchanging / swapping currencies with Iran?
Okay. The restrictions are that they're not supposed to get the U.S. dollar in Iran, and they're not supposed to do business with Iran, is what the restriction is on. That's why they're smuggling U.S. dollars through Iraq, because no one else will give them U.S. dollars, which means they can't do business with other countries, because that's what they do business in, U.S. dollars, not really the Iranian lira, because it's worthless every place else. So nobody really wants it. So the sanctions are really against doing business with them and then transferring U.S. dollars to them, so we understand. All right, what's next?
Okay. In the last 30 days, have your bank contacts seen the Indonesian rupiah, dinar, dong, and zim on their bank screens with or without a rate?
I don't know, because we haven't really talked to them about it. We haven't been going in there, and I don't even think they've been in there. So it hasn't been a topic of discussion, to tell you the truth, or concern. I'm really not concerned about the rate changing, because nothing has happened to affect the rate except for the price of oil. You know, other than that, nothing directly with Iraq. And whatever the rate is when we go live, that's what's going to affect it. Now, only thing affecting the price of oil right now, if you guys haven't noticed or not paying attention, is this virus going around. And it is affecting the price of oil, because people are shutting down their borders and not accepting things from China, which everything has a ripple effect. It's a rock in the lake. Sooner or later, that little ripple that reach the other shore, and that's what's happening. Okay?
Okay. AOA 1906 JBF says, their government is using what budget year to pay their officials? Why do they not use this budget year to RV?
They said they're going to use this budget year, 2020, 1/12 at a time to pay their bills and to pay people only, not investments or anything else. You're saying it's causing them money by using that budget money, 2020, at the current rate. They're losing money because they built that budget at the new rate. So it's costing them money to do what they're doing. Their economy is losing. Okay.
All right. New Money 28 says, now that we've all seen that Sinar is really an Iranian operative, do you believe that it possible that the protesters who are supposedly calling for the new prime minister's removal are actually Sinar followers who pretended to be part of the real protest, and are the ones in the streets chanting against Alawi to make everyone think the protesters really don't want him?
Okay. So far this morning on TV and the news, they're talking about Sadar. They're talking about Sadar as a traitor in Iran. is talking about Sadr has infiltrated the protesters internally and externally. Internally, he has put people in there to become part of the protest, and he's trying to let them rise up the ranks so they can take over and control the protesters. He has put the blue hats out there to go in and disrupt the protesters, use force and do whatever they need to do. So he's saying he's affecting them from the inside and the outside, trying to make them change and do what he wants them to do. Because he said the majority, which are being influenced by the minority, majority are the citizens who want the U.S. to come in, want the U.N. to come in. And now I'm saying that Alawi is saying the right things, but they're waiting to see what he does. So Sadr has his people in there saying, no, Alawi, if you don't do this, we're going to riot. And they, you know, he's trying to cause upheaval in there and get them to do what he says. Now, they backed off the Blue Hatters over the weekend. They pulled them all out. And because Alawi was out talking about it, they were talking about it on TV, and they put out an article where everybody could see, and some of the representatives talk about it, just where the UN is at and taking over the country, where the U.S. is stepping in. They put in the first, I think, four or five steps that the UN will take, because they do it gradually, and then they say the last one, they're just going to come in and take over the country. So by us demonstrating and not doing this, the UN has started, because they've already notified them. So that was the first step. We're going to notify you, which we did. Then they'll start talking out. So that's why they're trying to stop the killings, you know, again, because they know they're lined up to come in and take over. And then Iran will lose complete control again. And they don't want that part to happen. So, yeah, they have infiltrated. They are trying to get right now, next 3 days, there's supposed to be demonstrations, marches. We're waiting to see, are they going to follow Sadr's guidelines, or are they going to go out and do what they were going to do themselves and start shutting the economy back down again, start blocking the bridges, the roads, because that's when they were getting results. I mean, that's when, you know, people said, okay, there's an issue. That's when the UN starts saying, if you guys don't fix this, we're going to do something. So this is Sadr's way of fixing it. But over the next 3 days, when it's supposed to escalate, we'll see which road they follow. If they follow Sadr's roadmap and only go riot in the parks and in empty parking lots and don't walk into the universities, things like that, then it's probably not going to get done. Right now they're saying that Alawi is meeting with the protesters' leaders every day. But the protesters are saying, we don't have any leaders, so who are you meeting with? Who are you meeting with? People who said are sending there to say, you're the leaders, so you're going to help make the decisions. So we're going to see what happens. All right, what's next?
Okay. TNDR. What subject related to what we seek matters the most to you about when we may see this?
Say, what subject, what? Say it again.
What subject related to what we seek matters the most to you about when we may see this?
Well, what matters most is what has to come first. And that is the prime minister confirmed? Because nothing's going to happen till this. There's no budget going forward. There's no decisions being made. Mahdi already said he's not going to make any decisions because they have a prime minister designate. And if this prime minister Lowry doesn't get done by March the 2nd, then we got to start all over again anyway. And they have to pick somebody new because he doesn't get a second chance. So that's what matters the most to me for us to see what we're going to see is, does he get his gun? I like the fact he's saying he's almost done. He's going to present it all to Parliament at one time, and he said it will be within 10 to 15 days, not the 30 days.
Okay.
All right, isn't it?
Yep. I'm in agreement with that, TNDR. So, because he asked each of us, but be the same answer.
Okay.
The prime minister being confirmed in his government. Mm. All right. Burbank Liu says, or asks, does Iran control the CBI?
Iran controls most of Iraq, guys, and that's the problem. They don't just control most of Parliament at all, but that's what I explained to you. They control the shipping ports. They have companies out there and things they're doing. They're controlling the borders with their soldiers. They're controlling most of the contracts that have been given out, have been given out to companies that are being controlled by Iran. That's why they say they've already put out $16 billion to build a new electrical system in Iraq so they wouldn't have to depend on Iran. $16 billion, and guess what? There's not a hole in the ground anywhere because the companies who got the contracts were Iranian companies, and guess where the money went? And the people don't even know. They're realizing, why do we have to depend on them to turn our lights on if we already paid $16 billion to build our own electrical circuit, our own electrical companies, and it's been over 5 years now, and there's not even a hole in the ground? But this is the information that they're letting slip out now to really anger the people and let them know what was going on and who's been doing it. Along with that, Malawi came out today and said, I have the names of the people who are responsible for all the demonstrators that were killed. He says, I have the names. He's not going to make them public right now, but he gets confirmed he has the names. All right. Go ahead, Rick.
All right. That will take us to the live callers. First one is 865, area code. You are on.
Central Intelligence.
Hi, Tony.
What would you like for the... Oh, okay. Hey, how are you?
Hi, Ray. Appreciate the continuation of connecting the dots. And thank you also for that weekend update for the 8th and the 9th. It's already... You know, very, very late in the evening over in Iraq at this point. I'm intrigued with the situation dealing with Sadr, and that yesterday you were saying it appears that he could be on the run, yet he was being quoted apparently on Iraqi TV as threatening Alawi. And I was curious, what sort of update do we have on him? Obviously, there's been the great awakening with the people over there that Sadr wasn't the individual that they had thought he would be or was. And I was just curious, the status here now on Monday, the 12th, or 10th rather, how things are shaping up.
As far as I know, he's still in Iran. There's articles.
So he's not in Iraq, he's in Iran.
No, he's in Iran, yeah. He's in Iran. He's not in Iraq, but he's still on TV. And one of his representatives was on TV this weekend, one of his deputies, saying that he is giving them 3 days himself to make the changes he wants to see, or he's going to rain down hell on Iraq, is what he has said, in 3 days. And if Alawi starts picking people he didn't want him to pick, that's what he was going to do. But he's saying this from Iran. Now, I don't know if he's saying or not. Supposedly in Iran, they're saying he's on house arrest. So he's over there. So you never know what's going on. Except for the fact that it's very public and the people are out shouting slogans against him now. That's what they are doing. Okay?
Mm-hmm. And the CBI, the status that you had put in the, in Ray's post here about the possibility of the sanctions, we know that there had been some arrest of some of the CBI individuals. Have there been any follow-up info that your folks have shared with you on the status of that?
There's been no sanctions put on the CBI as of yet, that I know of. No. They have been threatened.
But the arrest.
And it may happen. Well, I don't know. Because, you know, they say a lot of things. They just don't do them. They could just be using it as, you know, both the carrot and the stick. I don't know. But when it comes down to it, I said if they were to expel the U.S. soldiers, there's going to be sanctions put on Iraq. First one's going to be the CBI. So if they do anything else, you have to, they're going to say, okay, now we have a reason to do it, so we can justify doing this to you, even though that's not why we're doing it. So they can always put it out there, like I said, the carrot and the stick. The carrot being, we haven't done it yet, so do what we want. And the stick being, when you cross that line, this is what we're going to do.
Okay. With respect to this side of the pond where your info dealing with the call centers and the exchange centers and the fact that no one is there at this point, when you get those kind of reports coming back in, have they ever kind of let it slip that, oh, by the way, we did try to do this at such and such a time? And if so, how frequently have they been trying it to do this despite all of these other problems that seem to be going on? Or have they not done it for a while in terms of trying?
Nope, and not even tried to, because we'll go. They said this has been put on an indefinite hold. Until we see something change in Iraq, it's on indefinite hold, which is okay with me, because that makes sense. I don't know when, they don't know what day he's going to be confirmed. So they're not going to stay for 2 weeks, 3 months, and keep changing it. Let's see what happens in Iraq. They don't know when the budget is going to go to Parliament. Is it the 2nd of March or the 15th of March? I mean, nobody really knows. But when it does, then they can start setting windows again. Then they can put people on alert, on standby, whatever, and now let's get ready to do this thing. But until we see those actions, how can it take place is what I'd like to know. Only one way. Parliament comes in, opens up the budget from 2019, and it had the raid in there. I don't see Parliament saying they're even attempting to do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, all we know is adding 10 days from whenever this happens, that's when the TNT Super Fantastic Pay It Forward project will be. And it sure would be nice if it could still happen in February. So we'll keep our fingers crossed on something like that. And with that, thank you ever so much. Appreciate it. And again, thanks for the weekend update. Most appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks. Have a great
day. Have a great day.
Thanks. Bye bye.
Which makes it even more likely Samantha's the murderer. She found out about the timeline from Lily Hudson.
Right.
208. You are on.
Now it's like
208. Your television's playing.
I was in the house trying to figure out partnership insurance.
All right, okay. Let's go to next.
Yeah, one other thing.
Thank you, sir. Yep.
281 area code. You are on.
Good morning. Good afternoon, guys. How are you all doing?
Super fantastic. How are you doing?
To the nth degree. And yourself?
Groovy, great.
Okay, cool.
Oh, yes. Groovy, groovy, man. Just groovy. Woo! Couple of questions. Now, Tony, this is hearsay.
Okay.
But I want to ask you, have you heard or talked to Oki?
Wait, I can't. Say it again. Oh, to Oki?
Have you or Mr. Ray talked to Oki?
I have not talked to Oki.
Because they got it out saying that Mark Lee put it out.
Just...
and... they put it
in. KB. KB. KB,
yeah,
you already know we don't comment on what other people say and said about their intel. We're not here to correct
right, that's why
or disagree.
I know. I know. But that's why I asked, have you or Tony talked to him? Because I'm
You were fine. You were fine there, and then we acknowledged, no, we had not talked to him. And while we're on that subject, I don't know the condition of his health. Some members are already claiming something may have happened to him, may not have happened to him. They need to do another fundraising.
Oh, Lord.
We don't know anything about that, guys. So that's all brand new information to us.
Okay, because I mean, after last time Tony couldn't get him, and I know he was having issues from the last time we actually heard and he
mm-hmm.
spoke with everyone. I'm just going to say it. I say, how the hell he going to call a call last night? But I wasn't on that call, praise God. So let me ask you again, who is it that's, you know, that's over with and done, thank y'all. But who is it that's running, who is it that they locked up, that they got? I was trying to put on some clothes so I could get out of the out and about.
Is All right, well, ask your question again.
Who is
talking
that?
About? So is your intention to tell the whole world you're standing here naked on the phone? What are you talking about?
I wasn't naked. I wasn't naked. I was part of the way.
Okay.
Who is it that they have arrested and that they're maybe looking for to arrest?
Oh, I don't know. They got a list of names that they did put out. I think it was from people in the CBI and other places. They gave a list of names who own these businesses at the ports, the shipping businesses, the ports, and one taking any taxes that they say are all Iranian-owned businesses using Iraqi citizens' names, things like that. But it's being tracked by the U.S. So... Again, in case you guys didn't know, which the majority of you probably don't know, but here's the thing. The only time the FBI will tell you who they're investigating, the CIA or any agency, the only time they will tell you, here's the information, who he is, tell you where, is when they already got him. Okay, they're not going to do it at the beginning of the investigation. They're not going to do it in the middle. It's going to be a proven fact already documented. We know who he is, where he is, when he is. So now we're going to put it out there because we're going to get him. So it's a done deal already. All of these people will be shut down. The matter is, do we go in and shut them down today? Or do we wait till after the RV, the currency be done, all the new laws have been passed and the budget and everything else, and we have more justification to get them? But it's well documented and known who they are, and they're going to go get them.
Okay. That was my question. Thank you.
All right. Have a great day.
Hello. Have a great
KB.
Day. Yes.
KB, it's 1:43 p.m. Eastern time. Most people on the East Coast get dressed first thing in the morning. But anyway, thank you.
Right. Don't put your clothes on, girl.
Bye. 507 area code. You are on. 507 area code. Okay, we'll go to 386 area code. You are on. 386. Okay, these people have their hand up. 916. Let me try that one. 916.
Good morning, Tony. Good afternoon, Ray.
Hey.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm blessed, man. How y'all doing?
Fantabulous, sir.
Fantastic, man.
To the nth degree.
Yeah, I'm just kind of hoping that this thing happens before my birthday, man. I'm going to bring 62 in with full effect.
When's your birthday?
February 27th.
All right. I'm with you then. Let's hope it happens for then. I'm ready.
I know that's right. Yeah, I am.
It'll be a good day. So we have time.
My questions.
If he announces his cabinet on Saturday, we got time. We'll see how long they take with the budget. All right.
All right, sounds good, man. All my other questions have been answered, so that's why I didn't have time really to put my hands down. You may go out here now and enjoy some of this California weather and cut my grass and stuff, clean my poo out.
All right.
You guys have a beautiful day. All right.
Ain't it too cold to cut grass? No.
No, I've been putting it off, man. I had back surgery on December 11th, and I ain't done nothing since then, so. I'm feeling a lot better today, and so I'm going to go out here and try to do a little bit.
All right.
Okay. What I wanted you to do was tell the whole world how it's going to be almost 70 degrees here at 916 today, and we live in the life. But, okay, we'll go with the back.
That's true. We're supposed to be 68.
That's right. It's a good day today.
Yes,
all right, man. Talk to you later.
Cool.
All right.
All right, take care, sir. 910 area code, you are on.
Thank you. Good morning, Tony. Good afternoon, Ray.
Good afternoon.
And I'm so sorry, Ray, about your loss recently.
Well,
and Tony, I thank you for putting all those other gurus, giving us a reality check on them all. Anyway, I do have two questions. Is the dong just waiting for the dinar to go, or can the dong go out on its own?
No currency can go on its own. The Iraq dinar is the foundation for the GCR, and is what every other currency's rate is based on. So the dinar has to go first.
I see. Okay, that's kind of what I thought, but I wasn't 100% sure. And the other question I have with all this cyber crime and everything that's going on, when and if the dinar goes together and 800 numbers come out, how sure are we that who we call is really the right person and that we're going to get the right information on an exchange center?
Well, all I can tell you is we're going to ensure where we get it from, and we're going to pass it forward and put it out. I'm hoping in here they may have a link to the Wells Fargo site, which I think you can trust, their site. And then you're dialing the 800 number, and they're going to ask you the right questions. And then if you get there and you just don't feel comfortable, don't do it. Go to the nearest bank, ask them to verify that's one of their exchange locations.
Okay. That makes sense. I was also thinking, is there a way, once we have the 800 number and everything and we verify where we're going to go, that we could actually call like a Wells Fargo or something and make sure it's legitimate?
You can do that too. I'm sure they don't want you to, but either way, least try it. Nothing beats a failure, you better try.
Yeah. Right. Well, listen, I thank you both for everything you do. You're wonderful, and have a great day.
Thank you. Okay.
All right, thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
539 area code. You're next.
Wow, seriously, is that what that beep was all about?
Yep, that's what it was all about.
Can you hear me? Okay. I'm on my phone driving, but it's on my radio, so.
Okay, you sound good.
Anyways, it's quite, thanks. Well, I used to be Energy Sparkles on the forum.
Oh, okay.
I'm calling to ask the question, and it's pretty much for Ray, I guess, because I think he's the one who knows. Now, do I understand it? If you have your money in a non-interest-bearing account, the banks can't use your money to loan out against? You know how they get like 10 times the amount that you have in your account or something like that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Tony could have answered that.
Oh, really? Okay. I thought you were the brains when it came to the money and the accounts and the foundations.
No, we mix up everything back and forth.
Tony's learned a lot from his brother. Good. And vice versa.
Well, no. Yeah, we've learned from each other.
We all learn from each other when we got siblings. I've got 9 of them. Well, there's 9 of us
okay.
Anyway. We all learn stuff from each other. So, do I have that right? They can't use your money as to loan out and stuff where they have the right to do that if it's in an interest-bearing account? Do I understand that right?
I've heard something like that. What have you heard, Tony? See if we have the same.
I don't know.
We heard the same
I missed
stuff.
The whole thing. I had to switch over. Sorry. I thought she was
about
foundations
about
or something.
About non-interest-bearing accounts, and the bank can't use that money because it's in a non-interest-bearing account. Well, they can't play with it, as they say.
Yeah.
I have heard something similar to that, but. Here's the thing, guys. If you're asking banking questions and you want to be very specific, and some people like that, those are questions that you can call the bank today and verify. You don't have to wait. And just say that. If I put my money in a non-interest-bearing account, that means you're not using it for investment because they're not paying you to use that money. So it would only make sense. Now, putting money in a non-interest-bearing account never made sense to me, okay? Because the risk-reward is not there. We got this, y'all know one of my favorite words is idiot. Shouldn't be one of my favorite words, but usually time. But we got this professional idiot athlete who has $24 million sitting in a non-interest-bearing account. And I'm looking at him like, are you crazy? And then you guys know what I'm talking about because I'm not going to say his name. This idiot goes to jail because he doesn't want to pay the moving company $6,000 that just moved his furniture. And now he'd rather fight him than pay him. But he's going to put $24 million in a non-interest-bearing account. That is an idiot to me. Now,
well,
you guys might be scared, and I didn't say you. I said that was the other way, that the bank is going to lose your money. Guys, if I ever, ever, ever really wanted to believe in the bank, if I never believed in them before, if I was ever concerned about a bank losing my money or taking my money, it's not going to happen in the first 24, 36 months after this RV. That's going to be the furthest thing away from my mind because they're going to have so much money, they don't even know what to do with it and gamble with it, but they're not going to lose yours. I firmly believe that. I would not. Now, when you get to that 24-month period where the government said 90% of the dinar holders are now going to be broke, then maybe you want to go back because that means the bank has run through a whole lot of money. They've done a whole lot of investing and stretching, and somewhere they're going to have to come up with that money if they didn't do it a short period of time. But until that happened, that would be the least of my concerns. But go ahead.
Thinking that, you know, might be a good idea until you get it situated on where you want it to go later. Just put it in a non-interest-bearing account, let it sit there, and then move it to where you're going to move it to and do the foundations and all that. You know what I mean?
For what
okay,
reason?
But I don't know why. Yeah, I don't know why you would do that.
Well, okay, here's the reason. From what I understand, okay. I can insure a non-interest-bearing account. I can't insure an interest-bearing account, and that was the difference. That's what I kind of understood from
okay.
a banker that
well,
I talked to about it. So at least I could put an insurance policy on the non-interest-bearing account, and it would just be for a short period of time till you got your foundations and you got your, you know, different funds set up.
Okay, but listen.
I have different things.
Listen.
Uh-huh.
I don't care if it's for 30 days, 90 days, or 6 months. Why do I need to insure it when I got all these people steady bringing money to the bank? That's the one time I don't have to insure it. They got somebody else exchanging the day after, the day after, the day after, and most of the people who aren't on our calls don't even know it. When they find out, they're going to be running theirs with theirs. Exchanges are going to be going on for a long time. That's the time I don't need to be concerned with it. My money should be working from day one. If y'all paying me 10%, you're paying me 10% starting tomorrow. I promise you that. Anyway, that's just me.
Cool.
Because I'm not concerned, especially not right now with all these people running to the bank with money.
And then the other news that I did get was, I don't remember if everyone remembers, but quite a long time ago, several years, because I've been around for a long time, I had gotten a banker's name, and he let me get the information, and he's got a spreadsheet now of everyone. Well, he still has that spreadsheet, and he still has all that information at Chase Bank. I found that out. Was it last week or the week before? He still has it because he actually got a hold of me because I have a Chase account. But he noticed my phone number wasn't the same, but my email's still the same. My email's never changed. So he emailed me and told me I've been trying to get a hold of you, so I called him and talked to him. He says, you know, I still have that spreadsheet. What was that, 5 years ago when we thought everything was going to be happening? And
is he going to give you an updated spreadsheet or what?
No, he's not giving me a spreadsheet at all. It's what it is I gave people, because remember you said no good deed goes unpunished. Oh, man, did I get punished big time. I gave his information. I gave his information out, and the bank went nuts getting phone calls from everybody off of TNT back then. And, oh, boy.
And we got blamed.
Say the bank manager was not happy. No, I did. Not you guys. I did. I got in big trouble. But she says, well, you know, it's okay. But anyways, he did contact me and said that things are looking pretty good and they're still expecting it in the first quarter.
Yeah.
In the first quarter.
That's okay. We're in the first quarter, so we're good.
Anytime in the first quarter, which is the end of March, they could do it at 11:59 p.m. March 31st, and it's still in March, and it's still in the first quarter. Because I emailed them back because I wanted technical specifics. And he says, technically, if it's at 11:59 p.m., because they always go by East Coast time. East Coast time on the 31st of March, it's still in the first quarter, even if it doesn't show up till April 1st.
That's right.
What a great April Fool's joke that would be, wouldn't it?
Sure would.
Anyways,
I just thought
I'd let you know that he did contact me, and I have another guy that contacts me every once in a while. And he's one of them that works for Chase, but he also is been trained for the call centers. And he called me the other day and to let me know that the call centers aren't open, nobody's in them, and it looks like things are postponed for a little while, he said. He doesn't know how long, but it's a little while. So that's all he told me. So I got verification that sometime in the quarter from two different Chase people.
All right.
Okay. Well, they're right along with the banks that I have. Nobody's there.
And then,
not happening. Well, nobody's on standby. But it is going to happen.
Yeah.
That's the one thing, even though.
Well, I know it's going to happen because my ex-husband was part of the Kuwaiti thing. And according to, I think it was Oki on Sunday call, he's the one who actually said the stuff that that person was saying earlier about it's, we're supposed to hear something from Wells Fargo today, blah, blah. I just thought, yeah, right, whatever.
Okay.
Nah. But it was Oki. It was Oki that said it. He was on a call. He didn't sound real good. And he didn't say he was going into the hospital. He didn't say he needed anything. So I don't know on that part.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks
anyway,
for sharing
just
that.
Anyway, so we're a little updated there. That was Oki that said that stuff earlier.
Okay. So. All right.
Anyways,
we
that's
move
all
on
I can
to another
do.
Caller. All right. Thank you
thanks,
very much.
Guys.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
610 area code. You are on. It's G-Man.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, Tony. It's G-Man NPA.
Hey, sir.
Good morning. How you doing, man?
Doing super fantastic, Tony. And it's another dynamite day here in the USA, ladies and gentlemen. For all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNTSuperFantastic, and you'll be able to make your donations electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members still out there making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities are going to be available for us post-RV so we can get all that banking information. And I'll close out with Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. Verification, negotiation, diversification. Protect your principal. KYW, know your worth. And Raleigh, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite day.
All right, sir.
All right, man.
Thank
you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Okay. 404 area code. You are on. Okay. Takes us to 862 area code. You are on.
Hey, Ray, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, Tony. This is Mr. CIA. Long time no talk to you guys. So, again,
okay.
I echo my sentiments, self-proclaimed, Tony. I echo my sentiments to... you know, for your loss and, you know, the good job you guys keep doing. Had a couple of items I wanted to touch base with. You're welcome. Tony, I really like the way you kind of laid out things for Sardar. I think it's, you know, just good common sense. If he could hear what you're saying and possibly look at this in a way that, you know, could benefit still, you know, the citizens. And to just get out of the way, to make a long story short. But with regard to some of the news that's coming out, you usually say that, or you used to say that, you know, sometimes what was being said was, or what we were getting was at least 3 to 7 days in advance news. So I'm just wondering, you know, is that still in play, or, you know, are we sort of in the moment on things that you're sharing with us now?
Okay. Usually when I tell you guys that we're 2-3 days ahead of people, it was all dealing with basically the CBI. Well, so how long have you been doing this?
Oh, at least 10 years, Tony.
Okay. So I'm going to give some people some history real quick, and then we're going to get up to this. Guys, when I started doing this, we had people in CBI. I had people in Parliament. Had people in the banks here in the U.S. and had a bunch of people in different agencies in Washington, D.C., a bunch of different agencies who would call us and give us information. So, yes, I knew a lot of things ahead of a whole lot of people. This is a reasoning. And I would tell you guys things, and 2 days, 3 days later, it would come out on TV or news article and everything else is that. But because CBI has done everything they need to do, there's nothing for them to announce. There's nothing for me to tell you, hey, they're going to do this, because they have done it, okay? Because Parliament, you know, I had key figures in Parliament, which is changed over, and unfortunately, some of them are now on the wanted list. Oh, Maliki put them on a wanted list. Some of them, well, they've definitely left the country in a couple of different countries. So talk to them. Some of them had their front doors kicked in. Some of you guys remember when I tell you our guys had that, and they came in their house and stripped their computers and everything. I tell you guys one time when Parliament was ending and Maliki came out and he wiped his brow and he went over and did this, that, just so you know, we were right there. I mean, we're right there. And he was talking to me, telling me exactly what he's doing when they come out. And unfortunately, all those same people aren't there because the regime has changed over so much, just like our government has changed over. But we still have some contacts. And again, they are telling us what they're hearing, but we're seeing it come out in the news a lot faster nowadays, so than that. Or they're saying, I don't know what else to tell you because it's all done. It's just sitting here. We're just waiting for it to be submitted. So everything's done. I mean, the budget is done. Everybody agreed on it already. Everybody agreed on this. CBI is already ready. Except now, we got a new parliament coming in, and it's going to be different. I don't know who it's going to be yet. They don't know. Are we still getting stuff from our bankers in downtown? Yes. As they get it, they get the information. As they tell us, you know, that the money's coming in, being put in the back. We went through all that. We knew the Lords and Alms were on the street. We knew they were in the ATMs before. But they're not, so there's nothing for them to tell us. Like, everybody's just waiting, just like in the U.S., that we're just sitting here waiting for somebody to do something. But they're now up there, and we're having to wait. And that's why I said earlier, I'm waiting to see if he gets permanent prime minister. Because there's nothing for anybody to tell us except what's obvious to everybody, and that's every day in the news on the street. It's not being hidden. And I used to tell you guys this stuff because they were making announcements in the mosque, not to the public. Now they're making them to the public. And some of them as soon as they're happening. So are some of our people still there? Absolutely. If they have something to tell us, I'd be saying, hey, you're going to hear about this tomorrow or the next day. But they're telling us that they're living in the moment because everything is done. The big fight now is just the U.S.-Iran. same power struggle, but all the rest of it is done. So that's why you're not getting, I mean, you're getting information you're probably not getting hearing anywhere else. I'm telling you things that even through our calls of time that are right on TV or being announced as they're sending it to me on the call. So we're more in the moment than we were before 2-3 days ahead. Okay, that's why. But we still have good sources. Did that answer everything? Hello?
Oh, wait a minute, Tony. I had to mute his line because he was making a lot of noise. So I'll unmute him now.
Thanks, Ray. Sorry about that. Sorry, I was being naughty. Sorry about that. A couple of other things, Tony, if you could speak on. I'm just going to lay them out for you. One is you mentioned earlier in the call that Alawi had probably about 23 of the positions filled, and I read somewhere over the weekend that maybe he had about 60% of the cabinet filled. How many more people is he looking to fill? That's number one. Number two is how entrenched are Iranian operatives into or controlling the CBI? And number three, you mentioned that there had not been a hole in the ground for this electricity plant by Iran, but I read some time ago that Siemens and the U.S. had formed a joint venture with Iraq to build electricity out for the country. So if you don't mind, and then
let's do one at a time. Yeah, let me see. All right. So supposedly he's going to have 23 ministers. I think it was the number I saw. And I keep saying supposedly because I don't know if he's going to do it or not. The plan is to announce him this Saturday, announce his entire cabinet. So we'll see if that happens. So I don't know if that's out there or not anyway. But the plan is for him to announce him this Saturday. And supposedly, Parliament is already saying they're going to pass him because he has a majority vote. Sadar is upset about it because the names aren't leaking out to the public. But somebody other than him knows the names, but he didn't want them coming out one at a time, and he didn't want to come out to the public until they're all together. So we'll see how that happens. How much influence Iran has in there? They still probably have the majority of parliament like they've always had. When he switches these over, they'll lose some of the authority. But they also know that the UN is poised to come in and take over. So they're going to have to give up something to get something. But they may give up the names in the parliament to get the votes and say, hey, we're still going to get the money through all the other routes that we have because they haven't shut them down. As long as Alawi does what he said and agreed to keep the oil track open, keep buying electricity so they can get that, don't shut down the borders. Anyway, the seven things that Iran wanted. So that was the first time was part of it.
I had referenced the CBI.
Yeah, okay. CBI is corrupt. Everybody knows they're corrupt. They've been corrupt, and they've been letting them operate anyway. Now, they've been letting them operate, one, because that's how you follow the money, is to keep letting it flow. And I was telling you guys that earlier about the FBI, CIA, everybody. While they're investigating you, while they're trying to track it, they're surely not going to tell you we're looking at you and this guy, because those will quickly be shut down. So they let it operate intentionally so they can follow the money either from the bottom to the top or the top to the bottom so they could build out the whole network. And now when we change the rate, anything happens, we know exactly who to go to shut it down because we got all the pieces of the puzzle. And they have all the pieces of the puzzle, or again, they wouldn't be naming any of them. But over the weekend, you guys will see the articles. I don't know if you guys saw them or not, or maybe Ray will put it in the form if you haven't. Of they naming all these and people who are actually part of the whole family, which was good. Okay, what was the third one? What was that all
GE and the Siemens contract had been awarded.
Okay, they do have the contract, yeah, but the contract doesn't go into effect until the budget. But they've been sending all this money over there for years, and they're saying, where is it? Iraq didn't start anything themselves because it was all funneled to Iran. But they do have a contract with Siemens, absolutely. They have contracts with a whole lot of countries to do a whole lot of things, but none of them are in effect. They were all in the 2020 budget to get started.
Okay. That was it. Thank you.
All right.
Okay,
all right.
Thank
you, sir.
208 area code. You're on.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whatever it is.
Hey,
I was on earlier, and just as you called my number, the call dropped. So here I am back again.
Okay.
Of course, I've heard all the stuff that you have to say, so you've answered all my questions except one. When do you personally believe this might happen?
Okay. Let me see. That sounds like in my heart of hearts, huh? But I personally believe it. Yeah, I personally believe once the prime minister is announced, this thing will move forward and we'll get closer to a date. Is it a possibility for February? Yes. Is it more likely for March? Absolutely.
Okay, thank you. That's all I wanted to know. Have a great day.
All right, thank you, sir.
You too. 217 area code, you are on.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Yeah, and really appreciate you getting my call. I was trying to going to have you help me determine which was the best buy, dinar or dong. Sitting here figuring in case anybody else wants the same thing, if you put $1,000 into the dinar, you would end up with $5 million and you'd get $142 million in return. And if you put, you would have $200 million in the dong, investing the same amount of money. So I'd been wondering all the time, you'd said to go buy the dong, and I thought, well, man, it's only going to pay $2. Yeah, but you get so much more of it, don't you?
Yes, you do. And I do think the dong is a better deal, with the exception of the contract rate. So, because
well,
you get $28 million. So, you're going to do a better
right.
deal there. But,
overall, if you're going to put the same amount of money in it, that $142 million in the dong would give you $200 million. Even as though you're only getting $2 because it's cheaper and you get more millions.
Well, you're right. That's right. I think it's a better deal, and more importantly to me, in a better deal, it's an easier deal for the average person to change their entire life with $50 or $100 than it is for $1,000. And that's why I tell people that every week, $50 could change your life.
And I was just trying to figure, and then I was sitting here figuring while you was talking, well, gee whiz, I'm kind of stupid the way I've been a figuring. So, anyway, if you took, yeah, we're a lot of us stupid out here.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Everybody's not stupid. You got to remember something, and not to everybody. When we started with the dinar, we knew right off the top it was supposed to go back just like Kuwait did. To 375 or 361.
Yeah.
Then we got all the crazy rates going up and the contract rates and all that other mess. But we knew when we started with the dong was only supposed to bring us 5 cents. Remember? That was it.
Yeah.
It was going to be worth 5 cents. And then, you know, my old partner told me if it was worth more than 5 cents, then the whole world
was going to revolt or revolve over something that was never ever going to happen. And then before you know it, we're at 47 cents. And now we're at $2 contract rate, and some banks $8 contract rate. So nobody knew that when everybody was going out buying dinar like crazy. It was the best bet. And we needed the dinar to survive anyway. We needed Iraq to survive, so that was the right thing. But now if we're just looking at pure numbers, the dong is the best bet.
How much dong can you take in? Let's say a guy's got quite a bit of it. You can get $2 on any of it, or could you negotiate, or is there a limit, say, of $10 million?
There was a limit. What was the limit rate? Do you remember?
For the contract rate, $50 million.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's a lot of room. I really got a lot. Yeah. But I was just sitting here very curious, and, well, doggone, you know, you are giving us a great way go get the dong. Like you say, when I first started, I thought, well, on that dinar, if it goes to a dollar, and I only got a fraction of a penny in it.
Yeah, but so it's definitely going over dollar. It's definitely up to $28 contract rate. So in the dinar, you don't have to worry about it. But let's say you got 500 million dong. You go into your bank and you say, hey, I want the contract rate. And if he tells you, well, I'm going to give you $2.50 million. You say, well, I got $450 million left. What are you going to give me? He's going to say 47 cents. I said, I tell you what, I got a better idea. You give me $2 on the $50 million, and I'm going to go get 9 of my friends to bring the other $50 million in here so you can give them $2 each. Or we can work this out. Don't tell them I told you that, though.
And if you was going to, I belong to an organization, and I'd like to put some for the operation money of an organization. Can that be just put in straight to them, or do you know, or we'll just have to ask that question when we get there? I want
to
put.
I think you're going to have to ask that question because I don't know. If your trust, foundation are all considered different, you're going to make a separate appointment when they know it's all really you or not. I don't know that.
Yeah.
But what I do know is I'm different from you.
Well, I know I'm glad I sat here and figured, and it took you a while to get to me because now I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to buy some dogs.
There you go. Go buy. I've been saying it for months. Go buy some dough. So,
but I was trying to think
that
and I kept looking at the $28.50 versus the $2. I wasn't looking at the difference in cost. I really appreciate it.
Okay.
I would have that in a letter and mail it to you pretty soon. I might still go over some of that, but I'm getting ready to mail you a check, which is going to come direct check. I can't do it any other way.
All right, that's fine.
All right,
thank you,
well,
sir.
There you go. Thank you. We appreciate donations. Yeah.
I really appreciate the education. Thank you very much. God bless
you. All right,
okay.
Have a great day, sir.
Now, bye.
All righty. Bye-bye. 903 area code. You are next.
Really?
Yes.
Hey,
you're
Tony.
On.
Hey, Rayron. How you doing?
Hey. I am fantabulous, sir. To the nth degree. And yourself.
I'm doing all right. You know who this is, don't you?
Okay, I do now.
Oh,
you do?
Sailboat.
Who is it?
It's Sailboat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey,
how are you?
I wanted to touch on a topic. DC mentioned a while back that he wanted to help kids with learning disabilities.
Yeah.
And I went to a high school that starts with his first name and ends in school. So the Winston School in Dallas is a school I went to for kids with learning disabilities. And I believe they're a 501c3 too, so charitable donation. But if he's wanting to look into that, well, Tony, would you mind passing that information along?
Oh, sure. No problem.
Okay.
He'll still get this here. Okay.
All right. He's still listening?
I'm sure he is, and it's probably in your area, so yes.
Well, I'm in East Texas, and not hard to come, not hard to find, I don't think. But still waiting.
All right.
I've been around since Can's been kicked down the road a couple thousand times.
All right.
Okay, Malik is on a list, but it's not a list he wants to be on.
That's right.
Anyway.
In the end, they all pay for it. All right, thanks.
All right.
Have a good day. All righty, sir.
Bye-bye.
360 area code, you're on.
Is that me?
That is you.
Ah, okay. I have a couple of questions. One is, how important is Alawi's meeting with the Kurds? Is he going there to look for one of his ministers or multiple ministers that he'll assign? Or is he going there to make sure that the agreement that previously existed with Mater stays in place when he does the budget?
Well, here's the thing. Yeah, he's going to have a face-to-face, that's for sure. Kurdistan has already announced that they don't even want to vote. They said, hey, we don't even want to be involved in it. It's okay. All we want to know is that you're going to keep the agreement that we made in the budget already, and you're going to give us the one position as the finance minister. Other than that, they're saying, we don't even want to be involved in whatever y'all doing. We don't want to do it. Just do that. Count us out. And that's what they're going to go in there for.
And the
okay.
That's excellent. Yeah, is the finance minister one of the people that controls the money through CBI? Or
that's what he's supposed to
do.
That's what he's supposed
okay.
to do. He's the finance minister. But... as we know, the money gets allocated to the Ministry of Interior, and the Defense Minister is where most of the money gets allocated to. So from that point, they control it. And that's why those are the two positions Iran and the U.S. have been fighting over for the last 10 years.
Got it. Yeah. And Kurdistan is really pro-U.S. right now, not pro-Iranian, so that would be a positive from the people's point of view. Now, the people, why are they still going to assemble and do this fantastic protest? Aren't they seeing that Alawi is actually doing positive things in their favor, and he's come out and promised that he'll do all the, you know, meet all of their requests, which means that the RV is somewhere down the road here for the people.
Okay. All right. So, for one, it's more than just the RV, because they had all seven of their conditions, what they want. They want their country back. They want their government back. They want their business opportunities. They want their lives free of Iranian influence. Of course, they want the economy. They want jobs and everything else. Here's the thing. They're saying, we've heard all this before. The last three, four prime ministers said, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to. None of it has happened. And Iran is the only one that has benefited from it. So they didn't get the person they wanted. They had already said they didn't want Alawi in there. He's trying to convince them that they're doing the right thing. They're still saying, this isn't who we wanted. And more importantly, we're going to not stop demonstrating until you actually do anything. We don't care what you say, because there's nothing happened. At the end of 30 days, Parliament could vote him out and start this mess all over again. And then they got to build their demonstrations all up again. And then at that point, Iran and Parliament would say, hey, that's our breaking point. It took us 5 months to wear them down, and they all went home. So we know every time they come out now, just give it 5 months and it'll go away. Give it 4 months, it'll go away. But if it's here to stay right now, or even if it escalates right now, they will definitely see some change, because right now the UN is knocking at the door telling them, hey, I'm getting ready to come in here and do this if it gets any worse. And the people are saying, it's about to get worse. So you better hurry up and do something so the UN can't come in here, or we're going to get what we want, because the people have already asked the UN and the U.S. to step in, protect them, and to make the changes.
Oh, that's, yeah, okay, good. That's a great explanation. That kind of makes it clear. Thank you very much. Thank you, Ray, and thank you, Tony.
Yes, sir.
For all that
you okay,
do.
Thank you.
I better, yep. Have a great day.
All right.
All right,
care,
thank
sir.
You, sir. Appreciate it.
All right, sir, that's going to wrap up this segment.
Oh, all right. But that was probably wondering why you was cutting him off like that. Anyway, no. All right, guys. We're still in a good spot. Things are moving along. You know, what I like about it is more news comes out, more articles come out, the more transparent it is, so everybody understands it. But it's really not for us to understand. It's that way so the people understand it. And they can really, truly decide which side they want to be on or how much more they want to escalate the demonstrations. But let's give it to Wednesday, see what happens. We'll be here, and we'll give you an update. If anything happens before then, you know, like tonight, the RV, we go to the bank, like some people have told you, or tomorrow when nobody's there, we will surely, surely let you know. Okay. Have a great day. Ray?
Okay, ladies and gents, that's it for today's call. And I'll leave you with this thought. There's nothing you can do with the politics of Iraq but just sit and wait. So while we wait for this RV, let's spend our time and energy on something we can affect, something that we can do and deal with right now. And that's a paradigm shift. Look into that if you missed a call yesterday on it, the training sessions. It'd be vitally important for your future, RV or no RV. Keep believing, as we sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Bacardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
Conference recording, press 1. This session is no longer being recorded.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap, and we are out of here.